Blog Talk Radio.
Heard somebody say pray.
Pray.
As far as the eye can see.
can see. He owns the cattle on the thousand hills. His love.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. All praise and honor go unto God. Welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries, INC. We are Church Beyond Walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in, and this is Pray One for Another. Let us pray. Father God, I pray that it be all of you and none of me. As I bring forth your message this day, I thank you for your only begotten Son who died on the cross so that we can receive eternal life. Father God, I pray for my pastor and all auxiliaries of this church. And Father God, I pray for the increase of our congregation. Father God, I pray for our families, our friends, and our enemies. Father God, I pray you open up the understanding of the minds of those who hear my voice, that they may receive your revelation knowledge, that they may grow more and more in every way like Christ, so that they may receive their purpose in your holy will. Father God, I pray for those who are sick and shut in may be healed. Father God, I pray for those that are facing trials and tribulations receive deliverance. And Father God, I pray for those that are lost in darkness receive the light of your salvation. And Father God, we thank you for supplying our every need. And all these blessings we ask and pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. I want to let you know that the Bible says in Deuteronomy 16 and 17 in the New Living Translation, all must give as they are able, according to the blessings given to them by the Lord your God. We would like to extend the opportunity to all of our listeners to sow seed and to send their support for this prayer ministry, Pray One for Another. You can send your love gift offerings to House of Manessa Christian Ministries, INC, in care of Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468. And I want to let you know that we're here every day, Monday through Fridays from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. And on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., the Apostle speaks with our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins, who brings us a word from the Lord every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. through 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're also here every Sunday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., Partners in Worship Service, where we minister in the fivefold ministries of apostles, prophets, teachers, doctors, preachers, ministers, who brings us a fantastic word from the Lord. So if you didn't get to go to church on Sunday morning and you want to hear a word from the Lord, tune in to Block Talk Radio, Pray One for Another, Partners in Worship Service, from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And at this time, I'd like to play a selection to give our viewers a chance to get online or on their computers or to call in. Our call-in number is 626-213-5681. And as you know, every Fridays for the first hour of our show, we play nonstop music. And at 5 p.m., tune in to hear an awesome word from our guest speaker today, Dr. Verlene Turner. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I hope you enjoyed this selection. Thank you, Jesus.
You
Amen. Praise God. Can't love you enough. Hallelujah. Today, my devotional message is entitled, Every Time You Affirm Your Trust in Me. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Psalms 56, verses 3 to 4. That's Psalms chapter 56, verses 3 through 4, where it says, Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear what can flesh do to me. Amen. Praise God. Now let's turn over to Matthew's chapter 6. Amen. That's Matthew's chapter 6, verses 20 through 21. Amen. Praise God. Where it say, For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Praise God. Verse 20. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. And verse 21 says, For where your treasures is, there your heart will be also. And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his mighty words. For Jesus said in his word, Every time you affirm your trust in me, you put a coin into my treasury. Thus you build up equity in preparation for days of trouble. I keep safely in my heart all trust invested in me, with interest compounded continuously. The more you trust me, the more I empower you to do so. Practice trusting me during quiet days, when nothing much seems to be happening. Then when storms come, your trust balance will be sufficient to see you through. Store up for yourself treasures in heaven. Through practicing your trust in me, in my peace. Praise God. Hallelujah. I pray that this message was an inspiration unto you. And may God bless each and every one of us for the reading, hearing, and doing of his mighty words. In Jesus' name, amen. And now for the next 35, 40 minutes will be nonstop music. I hope you enjoyed this part of our program. And again, at 5 p.m., our guest speaker for the day will be none other than Dr. Verlene Turner. Amen. Praise God.
Come all ye broken, come all ye broken, come all ye broken. I see the burdens you carry. I want to save you from the weight of the world. My child, why do you tarry? Bring me the things that bind up your soul. For my yoke is easy. The burdens I give are light. Come on, ye broken. Come all ye faint of heart,
this world far behind. Keep your feet on the narrow road. Though the path on this journey is winding, fear not the way I will show. For my word is a lamp unto your step. My name is alive. Come on, ye broken. My word is a lamp to your step. My word is a lamp. My name is alive. Come all ye broken. Come all ye faint of heart. Come all ye weary souls and find. Come all ye weary souls and find your rest, and find your rest. Come and find your rest in me.
And live eternally. Gangsta faith. Gangsta faith means God's absolute, noble, glorious salvation to all. Families anywhere, including the heathen. Now that's gangsta. Now that's gangsta. I got the gangsta faith. I went from being a sinner to a backslide, a covenant breaking, addicted to money, guns, cushions, violence, hobby, fake sensation. On a regular basis, sticky situation, plot led to evil meditation. 14, face incarceration, daddy never on the scene. Only heaven knows why he abandoned his offspring. To my hope, he dealt a death blow, and it seemed like the answer to my dreams. Only a gangster note. Now I'm feeling trapped, facing difficult times, trying to cope. As I inhale the kush smoke, I doubt a known. A few can know, I seem to be possessed by evil spirits, plotting bad deeds. We are the deadly target. The devil seeks to plant his evil seeds. Our Christian faith is the only promise of liberty. So I look before the Trinity and validate worldwide checkmate. I call it gangster faith. Prepare my tables in the presence of my enemies. Gangster faith. I hold up the bloodstained banner until I'm 6 feet. I got the gangster faith. I seek to tell the world who Christ made free is free indeed. I got the gangster faith. God, the Holy Ghost, will protect me indeed. A worldwide checkmate. I call it gangster faith. No more violent office came, no more street power I came. The west side gangster taught me the game. Get in, get out, before you slip in it and you die in vain. I didn't listen, multi-gunshot ripped through my flesh and vein. I know mama prayer was whooping, I survived. And I know I spread the gospel truth as long as I'm alive. I'ma walk my talk like a righteous man that's faith do. So let him judge me, no man can see heaven's whole purpose for my life. I know God still love me, for God still love the world. He gave his only begotten son, so to my last breath I'ma do to Christ what the world thought could never be done. Take back the tired music industry and shut down these rap commercial masquerades and reveal these fake. I'm not ashamed to holler worldwide checkmate. Gangsta faith, prepare my tables in the presence of my enemies. Gangsta faith, I hold up the bloodstained banner until I'm 6 feet. I got the gangsta faith, I'm fit to tell the world who Christ makes free is free indeed. I got the gangsta faith, God the Holy Ghost will protect me indeed. A worldwide checkmate, I call it gangsta faith. Before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. I got the gangsta faith. I'm supposed to spread the truth. God, the Holy Ghost, will make enemies my footstool. I got the gangsta faith. The definition of gangsta faith is Holy Ghost discipleship within the heart. And you stand totally unafraid and with no fear, representing Christ the High. And you know, like I know, real saints don't die. We fall asleep in Christ, then we fly. Raise your hand, you bow to ride. Pull your last breath for the Most High. Cause real saints don't die. We fall asleep in Christ, then we fly. It's called spiritual resurrection. Don't lie, we take flight. First class of role, a pure righteousness. Representing God's glory shining bright. And we ascend beyond the clouds to meet Christ in the sky. It was the present blood of Jesus that washed the Gentile like me. Christ represents and God the Holy Ghost anointed me from my head to my feet. That's why I stand bold like Christ in your presence now. My face has seen Jericho walls falling down. All around the music industry, Christ stretch the blood for all who despise. Gospel rap, a multi-billion dollar kingdom franchise. I'm sent to possess the gates of the enemy. Call it gangsta faith. Cause I believe.
He made beginning. don't know where, I don't know where, I don't know how, but my God will deliver me. I don't know where, I don't know where, I don't know how, but my God will deliver me. Lord, I have no other hope but you. 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 So when the dawn comes and there's no light in, and I'm feeling lost, I know you can deliver me. Even if my heart breaks and my back's against the wall and there's no one here, even then you can deliver me. 'Cause Lord, I have no other hope for you.
The Lord of Lords and the Every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song for the book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard. While I'm teaching, do not disturb. Every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song for the book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard. This advice is wholesome and good. With half a brain, it should be easily understood. It's worth more than silver and gold. Listen close as wisdom unfolds. Fools think they need no advice, but wise men will listen twice. A fool is quick-tempered and cruel, but the wise maintain and stay cool. Truth stands the test of time, while lies get exposed like crime. I'm in the studio promising I'll be a key in changing lifestyles. Every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song for the book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard. While I'm teaching, do not disturb. Every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song for the book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard. Spoil the child if you spare the rod. Teach your kids to obey God. Discipline kids at an early age, and it'll follow them right to the grave. Be humble and accept correction. Travel the path in the right direction. To work hard being poor means more than obtaining wealth by breaking a law. Wise men avoid a fight, but fools will argue all day and night. Fools don't even think about the facts, cause all they wanna do is attack. Prepare before making moves. If not, then you're bound to lose. It pays to keep a big mouth shut. Some have lost their lives for talking too much. I give what I can to the helpless, plus hope and pray that they all get justice. Work brings profit, talk brings poverty. When I'm on the job, don't bother me. It shouldn't hurt to be criticized. If it's constructive, you'll become wise. Your hang up is life's unfair. Have you ever heard of faith and prayer? You can't always have a good day or everything going your way. A story sounds good when it's just one side. Listen to them both before you decide. Wounds from a friend of me, are better than kisses from an enemy, enemy. The wicked finally lose, the righteous finally win. Trust in the Lord, respect and fear him. Courage secures when you're facing death. Without courage, there's no hope left. When you're generous, they often ask of you. When you're broke, folks are quick to pass you. Be aware of flattery and charm, cause all they mean to do is harm. An enemy who wants to provide for you is only trying to game and bribe you. Before world peace is felt, we have to find peace with self. The solution isn't even a hard one. Peace only comes from God's Son. Counsel and common sense can all be obtained at a small expense, just by keeping hearts and minds wide open and taking this proverb that was spoken. Every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song on the book of Proverbs. These instructions had to be heard. Now meditate daily on the word of God, cause every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song on the book of Proverbs. These instructions had to be heard. Now meditate daily on the word of God.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. While we're waiting on our speaker for the day, I'd like to acknowledge my guests online. God bless you, Sister Barbara. How are you today?
Good evening. How are you? I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you doing?
Amen. And praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Our guest from New Zealand, God bless you. How are you today?
God bless you. Good morning.
Well, it's evening in New York, so it's morning over by in New Zealand right now?
Yes, it's Saturday, the 11th of January, 11 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, and it is now 5:03 in New York time. On the East Coast. Praise God.
Amen.
God bless you, Apostle Jackson. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. Well, while we're waiting on our guest speaker today, which is Dr. Verlene Turner. So at this
amen.
Time, amen. And at
amen.
This time, I'll just play a selection to give her time to get online. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God.
I know. life can be a blip sometimes. Seems like as soon as you get one step forward, it'll knock you back three steps. Listen here. You might be feeling that life is getting you down. Uh-huh. Like dreaming you're falling and you don't want to hit the ground. No, no. You're wondering when your ship will come in. Sitting on the dock of the bay, but you just can't.
Amen. Praise God. It seems like our guest is running a little late today. So if anyone have a prayer request, I will have Reverend Debo, if it's all right with her, to pray for our guests online if there, anyone has a prayer request. Amen.
Amen.
New Zealand, do you have a prayer request?
Yes, I do, thank you. Suffering asthma at the moment. If I could have prayer for that, please.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, what was the request?
I'm suffering asthma, tight chest. Could I have prayer for that, please?
She's suffering asthma.
Okay, I got
you. Yes, okay. That's correct.
So she's asking for a prayer of healing from asthma.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
You know, the Word of God tells us that if we believe it, we can receive it. And it also says that by his stripes we are healed. Not that we're going to be healed, but we are healed. So that means we get the prayer, we've got to receive it. Even though we don't see the manifestation right away, we've got to receive it and know that God is already in it. He's taking care of it. Father God, we come into your presence even right now, oh God, lifting up this sister, oh God, that is struggling with asthma in her body. She desires perfect and divine healing, oh God. She desires to be made whole. We know that for many of them were healing. It was by their faith that they received that healing, oh God. And so today, as she claims the faith in you, oh God, believing that you are a healer, believing in divine healing to take place throughout her body, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, she will be made whole. Father God, we know that you said by your stripes we are healed, and we're believing it and receiving it for right now. We're coming to the throne, oh God, asking for divine healing from asthma throughout her body, oh God, that any imperfection within her, oh God, any impurity, struggling, whatever she's struggling with in her body, that it be removed right now by the blood of the Lamb. We're seeking divine healing right now, and believing what we ask, it shall be so, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And also,
amen.
I would...
I received that prayer. Thank you.
Praise
you
God.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah. So at this time, I guess I'll play another selection while we give our guest speaker today a little more time to get connected. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
I'm all alone, searching for an answer to go on in this life. I'm tired of failure. I tried so many times to find my way, and I'm not sure. I'm all worn out. I'm all worn out. Need to stop from
Amen. Praise God. Being that it is now short notice, Reverend Debo, it seemed like something happened to our guest speaker for the day, and I'm asking if you can step in on her behalf and give us a word from the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Give me
1 second. I need to see what the scripture is. Is that right? Amen. Okay, 1 second. Praise God. Amen. While Reverend Debo is looking up a scripture, I'll play a short selection. Amen.
Amen.
If that's all right with you. Praise God.
Amen.
His presence is in the room. Healings and miracles manifest. A breakthrough, a blessing, the gift of the Spirit in full effect. Witness.
Amen. Praise God. And now our very own Reverend Debo will bring us a word from the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Evangelist Hilda, if you would you read the scriptures for me today, please?
Amen.
Okay, the first one is 1 Samuel 13 and 9.
13 and 9. Amen.
And then I'm looking for 1 Samuel 14 and 4 through 8.
That's 14 and what?
1 Samuel 14.
Reverend Debo, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
I hear you now, yes. That's 1 Samuel 14 and what?
Verses 4 through 8.
4 through 8.
Amen. I'm sorry. Did you, Evangelist Hilda, verses 1 through 8.
Verses, 1 Samuel 14, verses 1 through 8.
Yes,
1
ma'am.
Samuel 13, verse 9.
Verse 19.
19.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Praise God. Okay, the first verse, 1 Samuel 13, verse 19. That's chapter 13, verse 19, where it says, 13:19. Now there was no blacksmith to be found throughout all the land of Israel. For the Philistines said, lest the Hebrews make swords or spears. You want me to read 20 also?
Yes, ma'am.
But all the Israelites would go down to the Philistines to sharpen each man's plowshare, his mattock, his axe, and his sickle. Amen. And now 1 Samuel 14, verses 1 through 8. Praise God. Now it happened one day that Jonah, the son of Samuel, said to the young man who bore his armor, come, let us go over to the Philistines garrison that is on the other side, but did not tell his father. And Saul was sitting in the outskirts of Gibeah under a pomegranate tree, which is in Migron. The people who were with him were about 600 men. Ahijah, the son of Ahitub, Isabor, brother, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eli, the Lord's priest in Shiloh, was wearing an ephod. But the people did not know that Jonah had gone. Between the passes by which Jonah sought to go over to the Philistines' garrison, there was a sharp rock on one side and a sharp rock on the other side. And the name of the one Boaz and the name of other Phinehas. The front of one face northward opposite Michmash, the other southward opposite Gilead. Then Jonah said to the young man who bore his armor, come, let us go over to the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us. For nothing restrains the Lord from saving by many or by few. So his armor bearer said to him, do all that is in your heart, then go. Here I am with you, according to your heart. Then Jonah said, very well, let us cross. Jonathan, I'm sorry. Let us cross over to these men, and we will show ourselves to them. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his words.
Amen.
Amen.
Father God, I'm before you right now just to say thank you, oh God. Thank you for another day of strength, for allowing me another opportunity to come into your presence and speak into your people, oh God, what thus says the Lord. We're asking that you touch somebody, oh God. They lead this line the same way they came on, oh God. They'll be encouraged. They'll be lifted up, God, knowing that you are in every one of our situations, oh God. Oh, thank you today for this word. We ask that you bless right now. And as I step out of the way, oh God, and allow you to use me to speak your word to the people, oh God, say have your way, oh God, and let someone be blessed as a result. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Y'all praying for me? I hope y'all praying for me.
Yes, y'all.
I'm not even going to tell you that I'm standing there trying to preach. But anyhow, God is good all the time. Amen.
Amen.
And the word is, my title, if I had to pick one, would be, look for God in the middle of your situation.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Help me, Holy Ghost. Oh, glory to God. Right now, I just want to acknowledge Apostle Prophet R.D. Wiggins, as always. I thank him this line for pray one for another. And Evangelist Hilda, for every opportunity that they extend to me to be a help to this ministry.
Amen. Amen. You're breaking up. Reverend Debo, are you there?
Can you hear me? Amen.
Amen.
Okay, y'all can hear me a little bit, huh?
Yes, mm-hmm. We hear. Well, sometimes you're going in and out.
Yeah, you know what? I'm in a place where it's not good, and there I was thinking I could move up and down. How about if I stand here? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, well, let me be quick about it. But one of Apostle R.D. Wiggins and Evangelist Hilda, I don't take it lightly. It is an honor and a privilege every time I'm asked to do the work of the Lord. So thank you, guys. I was trying to grab something. I was like, Holy Ghost, give me something. But one of the things that was, the Israelites were going into battle, but they were kind of stumbled by the fact that they didn't have any weapons. They had nothing to fight with, okay? And so now we see that Jonathan, Saul was the king of Israel at that time.
Amen.
Y'all, I'm in front of me. I'm in the East office. Bless the Lord. And so Jonathan was Saul's son and told himself, I'm going to step out and I'm just going to go. His dad, standing from the reading, was still sitting up on the pomegranate tree. It appeared to me that if the king doesn't have any hope, oh, my goodness, it's about the people. The people are looking to the king for their answers. And if
Amen.
You see that the king has no hope, what's going to happen to the people? Amen. So, you know, what I'm getting out of that is that even when you're sitting there and the bishops, the apostles, whoever it is, if they're speaking as if they don't have any hope, my thing is to step out from amongst them.
Amen.
So here's the thing. Jonathan stepped out from amongst them. He was looking at the situation the way Paul was. Jonathan and his armor bearer went with him. his armor bearer goes with him, and it says that Jonathan and the armor, in order to get to the other side where the Philistines were, they had to go through something that was very sharp on both sides.
Jonathan
told his armor bearer, "We're going to go forth. Don't pay no attention to them over there. We're going forth. I'm going in." He said, because what God could do with a few, he could do with many. So I'm thinking, even though it's just the two of us, if he lets us know he's with us, everything is okay.
All right.
Sarah said, do what's in your heart to do.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? He says, I'm with you. Do whatever's in your spirit to do. Jonathan said, let's go. So where they had to go through, again, they had to come through those sharp, it was a sharp area, but it was on both sides. So either way, they were, you know, in risk of being cut on both sides. That tells me that no matter what you got to go through to get where you're trying to get, go through. If you know that with you, you can go on. No matter how much that looks like it's going to cause you, don't focus on that. Focus on the fact that God is with you and no harm is going to come upon you. Amen.
Amen.
Let no weapon formed against us prosper. And so Jonathan and the armor bearer, the word of God says that they got down low and they crawled on through.
Mm-hmm.
That is, that's what that woman did yesterday. She got into a position of worship.
Mm-hmm.
Here to tell you, whenever you begin to worship God, whatever it is you're seeking from him, the belief he's going to give it to you, because our Father loves worship.
Amen.
So and the armor bearer got down low. And we understand that when we worship, we get down low, don't we? We get down low. So they crawled on through, and Jonathan said, this is going to be our sign. If they tell us to come up, because I read the rest of the story, he says, if they tell us to come on up, then we'll know that God is with us. If they tell us to stay right where then we know that God is not with us and we won't proceed. I like that. You know why? Jonathan was wise enough to know I'm not going anywhere without God.
Amen.
Amen.
A lot of times we forget that if God is not with us, things will not work out the way we intend for them to work out. And so that's what they call getting ahead of God and leaving God back. And now you venture out on your own. And when things mess up, it's because you didn't wait on God. You didn't get the sign from God that it was okay to proceed.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Father. And so here's Jonathan and the armor bearer, and they cross over. The story says that they did not tell, he did not tell his father. And you know why I love the fact that he did not tell his father. A lot of times we turn to our family members and we tell them what's in our heart to do, and they talk us out of it.
Yes, sometimes.
And so here's Jonathan. Like he had no hope, because he was sitting under the tree wondering, how are we going to go upon them? We don't have any weapons. If you got God, that's all the weapon that you need.
Amen.
My goodness, glory to God. He's more than anything against you.
Yeah.
The whole world is what his word says. God, if for you, he's more than the whole world against you. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's because I don't have my word and I'm in a hard place right now. But anyhow, I know God will get it out. And so he did not tell his family. Some of the times we have got to say, you know what, I'm not telling my father. I'm not telling my mother, my sister, or my brother, because they're going to talk me out of what's in my spirit. I don't need their approval. All I need to know is that God is with me.
Hallelujah.
Because why? My family members are not going to be able to see me through. They cannot help me with what I'm venturing out to do. The only one that can help me is God. He didn't. He just stepped on out on faith. That's what that was. That was him stepping out on faith. A lot of times when we feel things in our spirit, the next step is to go ahead and step out on faith.
Amen.
You got that whatever he has in your spirit to do, that he will work it out for you to get it done. Amen?
Amen.
So Jonathan and the armor bearer, they approached the guys, and the guys looked at them, and they're thinking, down on their knees, and they don't have any weapons, and it's only two of them. He said, they looked at them and said, yeah, come on up here. Come on up here. We got something for you. But they don't realize what they were saying when they said, yeah, come on up here. Because Jonathan told the armor bearer, the sign will be, if they tell us to come on up here, that know that God is with us. If they tell us right there, we'll come to you, then we know that God is not with us. So they don't know what they were saying when they opened up their mouths and said, come on up here. They were really
Amen.
That God is with you.
Yes.
A lot of times we got to understand, we may not be asking for a sign, but God will surely give us one to let us know whether or not he's with us. And whether
Hallelujah.
Or not will dictate so or not we keep going. Amen?
Amen.
Now we know that they got the okay to come on up because God is with them. I'm trying to tell you, says, in the midst of your situation, look for God.
Yes.
You see God, you can proceed. You can go on with whatever it is you're trying to do. No weapon formed against you. God is not going to let any harm come upon you. When Elijah was going to battle, he said, come on. He was telling his armor bearer and his people to come on. But the servant that was with him didn't want to go because he said, but look at the army that's against us. And so Elijah looked up to heaven and he said, Father, open up his eyes so he can see who is really with us. And
Amen.
So God, Elijah asked, and he opened up the servant's eyes, and when the servant looked, he could see thousands and thousands and thousands. Don't ever think when God is sending you in to do something that you're alone.
Amen.
If God tells you to proceed, it's because, number one, he's already gone ahead of you. Number two, he's walking with you. And number three, he's behind you.
Hallelujah.
So you're covered
up with
you.
Amen.
Amen.
So there's nothing to fear as long as you. God did not fear fear, but of love, power, and sound mind. I'm glad to put power in there because the power of God, we can do all things.
Amen.
There is hope for God's people today. The
same
way and the armor bearer proceeded. And guess what? It said that there were what? 600 men with Saul.
Mm-hmm.
100 men sitting there with him under the tree wondering what they're going to do because they don't have any weapons. And here is Jonathan stepping out with the armor bearer, not even telling the rest of them. So what? What did he say? He said, what God is able to do with many, he surely can do with a few.
Amen.
You don't need everybody to go where God is trying to get you.
That's right.
You only need God. Sometimes you got to drop some folks off because why? They're going to feed you some negative stuff. They're going to make you think you're not going to be able to do it. They're going to make you think God is not with you just because it looks like you don't have what you need. But if you got God, you got everything you need.
Hallelujah.
And so today God is saying, tell my people, in the midst of their situation, look for God. And if I give you signs to come on, then you need to step out on faith and come on.
Hallelujah.
That all that we need him to do. But guess what? There's one thing that he will not do for us is we've got to be the one to step out on faith.
Amen.
Amen.
The word of God tells us, without faith, it is impossible to please him.
That's right.
But you don't trust him. Why should he move on your behalf? You don't have no faith in him.
Amen. Come on now.
Right? If you don't have faith, then you're not looking for me to do anything. If you're not looking for me to do anything, then why should I do it?
All right.
Come on now. That's good stuff.
Amen.
And Jonathan, he had a whole lot of faith. Jonathan had so much faith, he left the 600 behind, including his father, stepped out. Told his armor bearer what's in his fist. He said, I'm going forth. Are you with me?
Amen. Amen.
Armor bearer said, I'm with you. Do whatever's in your spirit to do. That's who you want with you when you got to step out on faith.
Hallelujah.
So they can help you see God in the midst of it all.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Today, God said, in the midst of your situation, your circumstances, look for God. He's there with you.
Mm-hmm.
There with you in your situation. Look for him and then wait for him to give you the signs to come on.
Amen.
Come on. It's going to work out. And so just then, and the armor bearer and the people that I spoke about on yesterday, the only thing that's going to get God to move on your behalf is faith.
Amen.
That's right.
Have faith in God that he's a healer. You want to have faith that God is the job provider. You want food on the table, have faith in God that he's Jehovah Jireh, your provider. You've got to have faith in order for him to move on your behalf.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Because them who come to him must first believe that he is who he says he is.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Today, we don't walk around discouraged. We don't walk around with our heads hung down. It doesn't matter what it looks like, because I imagine that when Jonathan was approaching the army, they had more than 600 men, and they were armed. So it doesn't matter what it looks like.
Amen.
On God, look at God in the midst of your situation. Look for God.
Mm-hmm.
Don't concentrate on the situation. Don't grow weary because it looks overwhelming. It must have looked overwhelming to Jonathan, too. But Jonathan said whatever he's able to do with a whole bunch of them, he's able to do with you. What Jonathan was saying, what he did for us yesterday, he's able to do today.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Doesn't scare God off. Our situation, when it really looks bad, that's when God steps in and shows himself strong.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise him.
Looks like we have no way out. That's when God comes and he puts that hole and says, oh, there's a way out. God will always make a way of escape for
us. Amen.
So we bless God today because he's saying, in the midst of your situation, your circumstance, don't look at the situation. Don't look at the circumstance. All you got to do is look in it and see that your God is with you. That's
Amen.
The only thing you got to do is make sure God is with us.
Yes.
Uh-huh. It's to be in your situation. When it looks like it's with his chest poked out, ready to do what he's got to do for you. Why? Because you belong to him.
Uh-huh.
What parent you know, especially mothers, you know going to let something happen to their children while they're standing right there next to you?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
God is standing next to you. Guess what? He's not going
to. Amen.
He's not going to let you go hungry. He's not going to let you be unhealed. When his son took 37 strikes so you could be healed, so you could walk in divine healing. Come on now. He's a provider.
Hallelujah.
And I'm a father too. The father is our Jehovah Jireh is our provider. Jehovah Nissi, he's ahead of us. When you say El Shaddai, you say God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
He will be all things and everything, whatever you need him to be.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
And then you act on your trust and you step out on faith, just like Jonathan and the armor bearer did. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you guys.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. At this, I'd like to thank Reverend Debo for that wonderful message and for stepping in at the last minute. And I thank her and God bless her for being faithful. And at this time, if there's anyone have prayer that she will pray for you, Sister Barbara, do you have a prayer?
Good evening. I enjoyed the message, and I know it was short notice, but it was still awesome. God bless you. Thank you for that wonderful message. Thank you.
Amen.
I just want to just I just want to ask that the needs of the people be met. That whether it's job or healing or financial, whatever, just the needs of the people that are listening and their families that are not even listening, that the needs of the people be met in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, you got to admire somebody that's always concerned about other people. And I'm here to tell you that Sister Boyd is sincerely concerned for the welfare of others. And we bless God for her. And I know God has a blessing in store for her. It won't be long before she sees the manifestation. Father God, right now, we come to you on behalf of the people of God. And we ask you to prepare everything, oh God. Them that need jobs, them that need a financial blessing, oh God. Those that need healing in their bodies, oh God. Those that need a roof over their head so they're not sleeping outside in a cardboard box. Father God, we ask you to speak about the needs of everyone on this line, oh God. Go see about the needs of the president and his family. Go see about the needs of them in the hospitals and in the nursing homes. Those that in the prisons, God.
Yes.
Go see about the people today, oh God. Bless them, meet every need, oh God. Become a doctor. Become a lawyer. Become everything they need you to be, oh God, in this hour. Become this, oh God. Become the financial advisor, oh God, whatever they're in need of, oh God, that you do it. Give them that divine healing in their bodies, oh God. And we ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. Dr. V, do you have a few words to say?
Well, yes, I want to apologize for being out of place when I was asked to be in place, but I just got in a place to where I could get to my phone that's there. But I just thank God for that. I did, when I did come on the line, I found the men and women of God praying, and and that's what we need today, particularly in the, on the East and in the Midwest, in this inclement weather and accidents and things every day. And I just thank God for the prayer warriors, because those that are in the ark of safety and those that need prayer in this hour, they're getting prayer, that our prayers are powerful and they permeate all through the airways and through the highways and through the hospitals and prisons and those that are even just in prison in their minds. So I'm just grateful for the power of prayer. I'm grateful for this prayer line that we are on it all the time, that there's always someone, at least one, even just one person, there's always someone, you know, standing in the gap, you know, Monday through Sunday here. So I'm grateful to be a part of such a ministry that believes in prayer and praise, and effectual prayer is being lifted up.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen. Praise God. And maybe a few, God bless you, Prophet Wiggins. How are you today? And do you have a brief message and a prayer request for Reverend Debo? Amen. Pastor Wiggins, are you there?
If I could, real quick, I just want to say that welcome back, Dr. V. I know that you've had a lot going on, but truly we are grateful to God that you have been able to make it today, even though it was late. You could never be too if you made it in time for us to hear the very things that you said. We appreciate you. We love you. We truly have you. And it's good to hear your voice again. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I look forward to being with you again and again and again, and to hear the preached word and the prayers, and to be encouraged. And so thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And at this time, we will have Reverend Debo give us the benediction as we come to a close of this part of our program for this evening. Amen.
Amen. We are so thankful, oh God, that you allowed us to see another week, another day, another hour, another second. And we bless you, God, for being there with us every step of the way. We bless you for the roof we have over our heads.
Thank you.
don't have a roof over their heads, oh God, and the weather is not pleasant outside. So we are so forever grateful, oh God, that we have some place to sleep tonight, some place
Amen.
To call home, oh God. We thank you for every meal that you've been providing for us. We thank you for the transportation. We thank you for the jobs, oh God, for the financial blessings, oh God. We thank you that you've given us life, health, and strength in our bodies and in our beings, oh God. We thank you for being a forgiving God, a merciful God. Now, Father God, for every household represented here tonight, we ask that you watch over them, oh God. Let your angels dispatch amongst their homes and their vehicles that they will have. Mercies, oh God, that they would sleep well tonight, knowing that your angels are encamped around their doors, oh God, that you bless everyone on the line, every single represented here today, oh God, that you would continue to allow them to support, pray one for another. Thank you for all the finances that have been coming in and all the finances that are coming in, that are going to be coming in to keep this ministry going strong. And surely the visionary is trying to get the media running. So we do need your love, we do need your financial support. And thank all of you. The love offering. Just thank you for everything.
Oh, come on.
From your presence, oh God, we pray that you watch over us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To every last one of us, oh God. And Father God, we can let the words of our mouth be found in Christ's name we
Amen. Amen. Oh my goodness. Praise God. Tomorrow, tune in at 10 a.m. to, I don't know, for some reason it's not muting out. To tune in at 10 a.m. when Apostle Mother Wickens will bring us a word from the Lord. And at this time, we are completely out of time. God bless you. I love
Everybody
you all, and thank you for
great
tuning
weekend.
In. Amen. Praise God.
Sorry, we just ran out of time. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, and I want to thank you for tuning in to Pray One for Another, airing every Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. At the top of the hour, every Monday through Thursday, I bring an inspirational message. At 4:30 p.m., you can air your prayer requests. At 5 p.m., share your thoughts on our Christian topic of the day. And 5:30 p.m., we're operating in the fivefold ministries to be an edification to the body of Christ. Every Monday through Wednesday, Bible study with Prophet Wiggins. Thursdays, Reverend Debo preaches the gospel. And every Friday, 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., Acts host Dr. V on Our Love, the Christian Way. And 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m., here, Apostle Jackson brings an apostolic message. You can call in your prayer requests or questions at 626-213-5681 or mail us at Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York. Also, if you like to send us a love gift or offering, you can send it to House of Manessa, Christian Ministries, INC, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468. Once again, my name is Evangelist Hilda, and I would like to leave you with this scripture where Jesus Christ said in John 4:23, "But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him."
Amen. Pray one for another, sponsored by House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And if you don't have a church home and would like to make House of Manessa Christian Ministries your church home, just send us your name, address, telephone number, and email address, and state in writing that you would like to make House of Manessa Christian Ministries your church home, and you will be placed on our membership roster. If you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to be saved, please, at the end of the selection of heaven's doors, repeat the prayer of salvation. Amen. On behalf of my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, my co-host, Sister Barbara, I'd like to say God bless you and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. Good night, everyone. I love you and God bless you. Good night, God Sister Barbara.
Jesus, your kingdom come, Jesus. Your kingdom come, Jesus. Is yours. sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life right now. Be my Lord, Savior, and friend. Let your Holy Spirit abide in me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life as your disciple. I thank you for forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer, or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me as I once again follow you. I thank you, Lord.